Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, Monday. Man, the world is crazy right now. I feel like there's so much to talk about. I need to settle down. We got 4 hours. We can make this happen.
There's a lot to talk about.
It's a lot.
Let's begin with Hooman's birthday party.
Okay, let's start there. Well, I want to start by saying...
Come on, Hooman.
I've been talking with Eddie Ift.
Oh, I have too.
Okay, so he is able to talk.
And
thank you so much.
Well, I haven't talked to him this morning or since he told me that he couldn't come to, because he was going to surprise Hooman.
Oh!
He was planning on coming up and surprising Hooman, and I don't know what the status of his house is.
It's still there.
As of?
This morning.
Okay. Because he was evacuated, and so that is...
The last post he put up. They were able to save his place so far. That fire's not out.
Oh, no.
The fire thing's going to go on and on. So we should just, he didn't make the party. Is that it?
Yes. Well, okay. I mean, I texted him that day like, so what's, because I had heard that Malibu was being.
I'll do the update on the fire in the news. But we've got a ton of info to get to you on that. And a ton of, he's surrounded by celebrities. And the celebrities, a lot of them did lose their homes.
Yes. I'll actually do the celebrity angle on the homes.
But he didn't make the birthday.
No, he didn't. Right. Well, I mean, no surprise. I mean, you know, you're sitting there wondering if you're... He did have a pretty good excuse.
Right.
But Hooman, he, you know, wanted you to know that he was thinking of you.
It's nice. You know, Eddie, he's cool.
Well, it sounds like he's trying to get back in your good graces after all the... trouble you guys
have. I mean,
you know,
we've reconciled.
Oh, good.
I wrote him a note. I actually called him.
Is this part of your forgiveness workbook?
It is part of my forgiveness.
Oh, good. Workbook, I like this whole thing, Hooman.
Thank
I think
you
it's
so
great.
Much.
So
did you have fun at my party?
I had an absolute blast at your party. That was the best party you've ever thrown.
Oh, thank you so much for saying that. I loved it as well. It was a good turnout. I had 40 cancellations the day of. I was like, uh-oh.
So 210 showed?
Yeah, I'd say like 190, roughly. Yeah,
that's a big party.
It was. So I've never been to the Hotel Zeppelin before. Has that been around for a long time?
It used to be something else.
It's awesome.
It is awesome, isn't it?
Like, so you walk in the front, and then you walk down these incredibly steep stairs. Like, even looking down, I'm like, oh, these are pretty... freaking steep, because I thought of Yuzette. I'm like, oh, someone's going to have to help Yuzette down these stairs.
Yuzette went?
Yuzette did not go.
I had to rest.
And frankly, Yuzi, it was dark and, you know, the crazy lights and it was not...
No offense, Hooman. I don't think I would have had a good time.
That's all right.
Well, we would have sat you down somewhere and attended
like,
you.
Yeah, and I would have been sitting there like an idiot. In a corner like I always do, and I always feel really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I can't see anybody around me. And then I have a cold, so I'm like, oh, I'm sick. Don't kiss me. Oh, I just was like, I can't do this. It's more upsetting than I would have fun. So, but I'm glad to hear it was dark and there was steps.
Yeah, you would not have.
That
it was,
I would have been able
it was
to
really
make.
Not your scene. So it was great. All the usual suspects were in place, and it was... It was a very, very fun party.
Well, tell us. So what happened?
So the room is like a game room, and it has like...
It's like 10 different rooms, though. I mean,
yeah.
There's like an outside area.
There's
like a side place where this David Kim was spinning
DJing.
Records, totally DJing.
And playing violin.
At the same time,
And then there was like the bar room, and then that was divided off into a couple little sections. It was freaking great.
So what kind of music are we talking about?
Not great music.
No, I loved it. They played Drake and a lot of like, you know, hip-hop. So you could
dance. So regular old pop music.
It was definitely like DJ style. Like you can barely recognize a song because it's been completely remixed.
Those songs. I like
terrible,
those songs.
Terrible picks.
Oh boy,
the music was awful. You couldn't help dancing.
Which music?
I tried to
avoid. Like the music.
You like the music?
I did like the music.
Thank you.
I actually said like three times to John. I'm like, I wish you'd brought your guitar. There's a side, but there was like plenty of places where we could have just had a little jam.
We'll just throw our own party at his party.
Exactly.
Would you
have been pissed if Sarah, like, you know, they start jamming and then everyone starts going to her?
No, not at all. Are you kidding me? That would have been awesome.
And then Dave Kim's like, hey, man.
Hey, what's going on?
Look at me playing violin.
Actually, that would have been really fun. We could have had a little guitar, violin, jam.
They had like a shuffleboard. Did you see that?
I did. There was shuffleboard.
And then a ski ball.
Oh, it was great, Hooman. They had it was really fun.
Yeah, so, you know, in the outside patio had a great vibe because they, you know, put all these lights outside and then there's big, tall buildings all around. And
yeah, so it's like one of the, it's like a little slot. You know, it's like outdoors, but you can only see the sky if you look straight up.
Yeah, yeah.
It's really neat. It's I really love city buildings like that that are clearly old and has some real great vibe.
The girl that from the hotel who kind of organized it all for me, Simone, she is the biggest Michael Franti fan, and she had to fly down for her brother's birthday or wedding.
Oh,
so she
didn't
missed
get
him,
to.
And she like actually had a meltdown. She was like, "I can't believe I'm missing this. The amount of events I do, and
the one she wants to go to,
the one she wants to go to, exactly."
Michael actually performed a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. He
said, "Is that right?"
Well, yeah. I go to David, Kim,
the DJ.
I'm like, listen, because I'm already. You know,
you're already
I've
what
drinking?
Uh-huh.
And, I walk over and I'm like, "Hey, you got that song? I took a pill in Ibiza.
Show a feature
because I wanted, you know, I was like, I want to sing that for Hooman. Like,
oh, that's you knew the words?
Well, I only know the first verse, and then I found a girl who knew the rest of it. I'm like, I'm going to hand you the mic after that, but I wanted him to do his line. I'm living out in L.A. That one.
Yeah,
that was the only one I want. So, like, I don't know, an hour later, David finally broke down, like, because I'd been pestering him. Like, play the song. And so I sing the first verse, I hand Hooman the mic, and then we hand it to the other girl.
And then we walk away.
And then we walk away, and she rocks it. And then Michael Franti's standing right there, and they start playing a Michael Franti song. They hand him the mic, so Michael's like, all right, he sings along with his own song.
Oh, cool.
It was great.
11:59.
And 59 seconds.
If I'm gonna die tonight,
I want heaven. It was great. It was a very, very, very fun party.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people came up. Like, one woman's like, you know, my mom's been in the hospital. I haven't talked to you in a month. And she goes, I needed tonight. Like, this night was so great for me.
But you had 40 cancellations day of.
Day of, yeah.
Were you like, why is everyone blowing me off?
Yeah, definitely that crosses my mind. But I pray about these things. I'm always like, God, whoever you want to show up, and whoever you don't want to be there.
It was a perfect mix.
I thought so too. It all worked out at the end, and I even called my mom yesterday, and she's like, "Oh, that party was so great."
It was, and your
mom's
aunt
like,
Sadie
was banging.
Was there.
Yeah, my aunt.
Yeah,
she was dancing the whole time.
Oh my God, they had a great time. Your mom had a ball. Your aunt had a ball. They're like the two most adorable little ladies.
Nice, oh, so they're
nice
sisters.
Little ladies.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Got it.
It's my mom's younger sister. Mm-hmm. So
not that much younger.
Well, hey. Well, she's had a tough life. She's aged not the greatest.
Well, so is your mom. I mean, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
They haven't had the easiest go of it.
No, not at all. Yeah. Bryn, did you have a good time? I saw you
a little bit.
But then I kind of lost you.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people there. You had a lot of people to talk to. So,
did you have good conversation stuff?
Absolutely.
Okay,
and
good,
people
good.
Are like, you know, people loved Anita. So, because a lot of people, I guess, haven't met her. I don't bring her around that much.
She was like in a great talkative mood and everything.
Was she?
I thought so.
Yeah, I lost her a few times. As I'm walking around the place, they're like, "Your wife's looking for you. She's been." And I'm like, "Oh, that's cool." So half an hour later, I find her.
I kept running. I had my brother and my sister-in-law there. Danielle, we came with a bunch of people. And like at one point, I'm like, I haven't seen anyone I know in a while.
And then what happened?
And then I went looking for him.
Oh,
okay.
You know,
outside.
The mom of a kid thing, too, is just get me out of this house. I just need to be out and doing something.
I would love to be out someplace
so
fancy.
So I'm sure whether or not she knew everyone or however that went, I'm sure she was just glad to be out.
I'll tell you one funny story that happened at the very end of the night. We had an after party. So there's this downstairs kind of game room at the Zeppelin. It's part of the bar upstairs. So we had to vacate the downstairs room and go upstairs by 11 o'clock. So we're upstairs. I'm saying bye to a bunch of people in the lobby. Sarah stays for the after party. There's like 20 of us.
You stayed all the way through.
I did.
I know.
Wow.
Well, the problem was that I was with all kinds of people who wanted to stay.
And
I did want to say, too,
conversations.
I had a great time. I think we left at like 11:30. I mean, it wasn't like a super late night or anything. We stayed for another half hour or something. One more drink upstairs. That's because that's what I needed. One more drink.
Right.
So I was told the next day that I had invited. I met this lesbian couple that
Becky and Susan.
In love with. Like, I talked to them the whole night, and you know how you glom onto people at a party and then you're with them. And so I don't remember half of what happened with them that night. Nothing sexy or anything. But
you didn't kiss them.
Oh, I don't think. You know what? Not as far as I remember. Truly. And but there's a lot I don't remember, because the next morning my brother goes, hey, so you invited those that lesbian couple to your birthday party this weekend. I'm like, I did.
Oh,
like,
no.
I don't. I mean, and my birthday party's really small with my very closest friends and family. That's it.
And like, Becky and Susan.
Well, so I went. I was like, no, that's not right. I'm not inviting them. So I text. And my brother even said to them that night, he goes, listen, she's been drinking, and there is no official invitation until you hear from her tomorrow.
Oh, he said that?
He literally, because he was telling me the next day, he goes, I was having to do management for all the things.
Wow.
He's walking behind
I'm like,
you,
you're the best.
Cleaning up your messes.
Cleaning up my messes. So I call Hooman, or text Hooman, and I'm like, hey, did I? He goes, yeah, you did. And they're all excited about it. I go, well, you need to bat that down. So last night when he was over at the house. Well, the thing was, I would have just called them, but I was like, I don't know them. I don't want to just call them, and I, you know, I don't want them to have my info because I am that a-hole. So I texted from Hooman's phone. Hey, this is Sarah.
Writing from Hooman's phone.
Oh, are you reading the actual text? Oh,
it
no.
was amazing to meet you guys, and I look forward to getting to know you in the future. I think you're just amazing. My brother tells me that I invited you to my birthday party next weekend, and unfortunately, I was hammered. And this is a party for my very closest friends and family. Please understand that I am
uninviting you.
Rescinding the invitation.
Oh my God.
She used the word rescinding. Can you believe
you
she used
got
that?
Thought the rest. I said I'm rescinding the invitation with nothing but love.
And look forward to hanging out a lot in the future.
We'll hang out.
A lot?
I liked them a lot. I really did. I even wavered, like, should I uninvite them? But then I'm like, you know what? There's, like, going to be 11 people there. And, like, this random couple that nobody knows and that I don't know. Like, this is my closest friends and family. I know. Total bitch.
So then
these guys are giving me so much crap about the word rescinding. I'm like...
Rescind.
It's just a
Who
nice way to
that?
Say take back.
It's so business.
It is so business.
It's like, I don't want to touch you. It's
like rescind
like,
is so formal.
It's
like,
so contract.
Well, I'm formally rescinding the invitation.
Yeah. I feel like I'm going to court.
I know.
You remember liking them, but you don't really
remember. I don't remember. I remember little bits and pieces of their story, which is very interesting. I don't know how much of that they want on there. I guess that was early in the night. But they were great, and I did like them, and I...
They a married couple?
They are, and I do look forward to hanging with them in the future.
So they wrote back.
You can invite them to the next secret show. How's that?
That's
great. How do you know them, Hooman?
Well, one of them had a pretty dire medical condition. She miraculously survived, but they reached out to me when that happened, and I read their note, and we got together for lunch, and we talked about it, and the options and stuff, and the people I know, and stuff like that. So, but she's okay, and they're fine, and their health is good. Praise the Lord. Anyway, they
that's
wrote back.
That's how you guys became friends, really?
Yeah, that's really...
He's but a lot of
people,
Earth,
a lot of
Vinny.
Listen, a lot of people reach out. You know,
so they reached out to you here at the station.
I think they sent me a Facebook message or something a while ago. It was a long time ago, though.
I'm just curious if they're like church friends or.
Oh no, they're like. I mean, they have come to church once with me, but they it was outside of that. It was. Anyway, they wrote back and they said, no worries at all. We absolutely understand. It was really lovely hanging with you, Danielle, and the two Johns. Happy, happy birthday and much love.
Oh, see?
And then
understand.
Sarah said, write back, tell them they passed the test and they can come.
No, I didn't. You did not write that back to them. Oh, my God. I was like, would it be funny if we said
they're
going to
be my
test?
Plus one, Sarah.
Don't. That's plus two.
Wow.
Damn.
So,
crazy
well,
night.
I wasn't going to stay, so I'm just going to leave.
You're just going to just drop them off and head back?
I'm
see how that goes.
And bring right. a bunch of people you don't know.
So, well, one kind of... So, upstairs at the lobby upstairs, the Rambler Bar upstairs, we were saying goodbye to a bunch of people. And all of a sudden, like, these five kind of moms walk in. They're from the East Bay.
Kind of moms.
And they all, like, gathered around the sign that said Hooman's 44th birthday. And I could hear them, and they're like, oh, my God, are we Are we at the hotel? We heard them talking about this party on the air. Is this the human? And I walk over and I go, it is the human. And they're like, and we all hug. And I go, who wants to meet Sarah?
Oh, my God.
And I took them all into the bar and they all met you real fast. And they all sat in the corner and just kind of joined the party. And I'm like, I'm so glad you're here. And I said, why are you guys here? And the one woman goes, it's my birthday, too. And I said, this is a party for you as well. We all hung out for like 15 minutes.
That's you remember sweet. Meeting them?
No.
Oh.
That was you just said that was the end of the night, right?
Yeah, the very end of the night.
I do remember being in that upstairs bar, but I don't remember. Oh, and I was talking to this guy, Clint, who's married to Hooman's friend, Parissa. They're moving to my town. So
Mill Valley.
Oh, wow. They're leaving the city, huh?
I know. I don't know why. They work themselves to death. They have to be like having 400 projects at the same time. I'm like, life is too short.
He's an architect and she's an interior designer.
Architects are busy in the city now. Have you seen all the building?
I've seen all the traffic, so yes.
Man, when you drive in and you see, it's the cranes.
Yeah.
All those lights are cranes. They're not buildings. In the south, well, you don't see it, but as in the south of the city, it's cranes everywhere.
It's happening here.
Wherever the hospital is and all that, they're just building and building. Yeah. They're going to build that all the way through.
And I was heard that the Salesforce Tower isn't going to be the tallest building for long.
That's right.
What's coming?
Well,
next?
There's like five or six other big skyscrapers that
Remember,
are coming.
Remember, I told you this when I was at the Salesforce Christmas party last year. I got to chatting up some couple, and the dude was an architect, and he was saying, and we were talking as the premise was he's from San Francisco, and I said, as an architect and a native of the city, how do you feel about the Salesforce Tower? And he goes, that's nothing. There's five
goodness.
Buildings that are going to eclipse that thing in the works right now.
And
I said, how
years.
Do you feel about it? And he said, I'm an architect. I feel great about it. So
work.
He's not tripping on the city and its changes. And really, you shouldn't. That's the way things go.
It is. It's just that the profile of the city has changed so much. Just, just that physical
It's
look
everything.
Of it.
You know, the story. There was a story, and I wasn't planning to do it, but Brett Musburger's this longtime broadcaster. He's been at it for as long as we've all been alive. Mm-hmm. And he's in his 70s or something, and he had retired, and he was just going to do this betting thing in Vegas.
Right.
Which was going to make him, which is making him sick money here at the back end on the last hole of his his life. But he also decided for some reason to take that Raiders job as the announcer on the radio. And he made some Elizabeth Warren joke about being an Indian, a Native American.
Oh, did he?
And he got nothing but crap for it. And it's the old guy thing. You know, his comment back to it was, I was just having fun. And he's old.
I'm a commentator. That's what I do with
times,
comment.
Right? But times have changed.
Yes.
They're rolling, and that's whether that's a city's landscape or the language we use. It's all changing right before our eyes, and you got to roll with that.
Well, it's hard for the old people, and we're becoming them. And so
I'm
this
one
is
of them
my
too.
First son. Get off my lawn,
is
Salesforce
he the
Tower.
Is the same person that talked about
the hot
Miss
chick,
Alabama.
Yes,
the hot Alabama
exactly.
quarterback's girlfriend.
Well, there you go. You tell your kid to be a quarterback because that's what you wind up with.
That's the guy.
That chick is beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah.
So one of my buddies at church goes to every 49ers game, and there's an older guy that sits right next to him near one of the end zones, and he looks around when the Star Spangled Banner is being played, and he starts. If you're not standing, this old guy will start yelling at you. And he'll be like, get up! Get up! It's the Star Spangled! Get up! Anyway, the old guy, finally noticed the cheerleader kneeling. In the entire Star Spangled Banner, he was screaming at this girl, like Brett Musburger, old guy. Hey, Toots! Hey, Toots! Stand up! Come on, Toots! For like 20 or 30 seconds.
Mm. We love Toots. Just for...
Because that's what you get when you get to college. So anyway.
Is the word toots gone, or are we bringing that
it's
back?
It's gone.
Yeah, toots is
long gone.
It's been gone for a while. Do not toots me.
I feel like toots was gone when I was young.
Yeah,
toots has never been around for me at all.
Yeah, that's something your grandpa said when you were a kid.
Right.
Hey, toots.
And if someone called me that, I look at them and just laugh.
Oh, you would?
Yeah. I mean, some girls, sorry, ladies, I know you'd be offended, but sometimes I have to laugh at stuff and go, you old man.
Oh, toots. It's cute. Let's bring back toots.
I know, right?
All right. KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. It is Monday. There's a lot going on in the world, but we will get through it together. Let's hold hands. Get a prayer circle or something, right, Hooman? Hooman? Did he already leave?
It's Sarah and Vinny.